Welcome to the Sick Show.
Setting fire to the blunt.
Welcome everybody to episode number 98 of Biting the Bullet. I can't wait to get rid of this. I'm joined with my co-host Typo.
Heyo.
And it's me, your boy Luke, and we're talking about a whole bunch of different shit today. New fans on OnlyFans joined today.
Yeah.
Was it today? Or I guess it was this week. But
I don't know what day it was. It was either yesterday or the day before.
Yeah, why don't you go ahead and tell me about that, Typo? You're the OnlyFans expert here.
I guess so.
You always bring it up to me.
Well, it's just funny that I just saw it on Twitter. But it was basically Bad Barbie, the Catch Me Outside girl that was on Dr. Phil.
Catch me outside, how about that?
Yeah, a couple years ago on Dr. Phil. But then she became like a rapper.
Yeah.
But she just turned like 18 recently and made an OnlyFans account and apparently like set the record and made like over $1 million on the first day.
God, I wish I could just flash my tit to make $1 million.
I don't even think she flashed her tits. I checked.
Oh. Well, I wish I could just join OnlyFans and make $1 million in a day.
Yeah, I don't. It's pretty wild.
Dude, how many Marines do you think are on OnlyFans right now? Like, dude Marines.
Oh, dude, I bet there's a lot.
I bet you there's a shit ton that are just like, that either did it on a dare or just like, I was bored.
Yeah.
And see how much money they make. And I bet you they're making pretty good money. It's mostly dudes that are paying for it, but they don't care.
Yeah, I think you're right. I don't know. The people in the military were pretty into porn when we were in, so I could only imagine there's a bunch of them that are on OnlyFans.
Yeah, there's got to be a lot of dudes. That's my thing. There's got to be a lot of dude Marines on OnlyFans right now.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, that's pretty.
But yeah, it's pretty weird that like some 18-year-old.
Yeah, that's kind of creepy. That shows where society's in a good place today.
Yeah, and it goes to show too that like fucking the age of consent is so like arbitrary. It's like, one day she literally can't post herself nude on a site,
and the next day she can. And made $1 million.
Yeah, made $1 million.
Yeah.
It's like, what the fuck?
I don't know. Well, I think we've talked about this before where it's like, you know, what's the difference between 11:59 the day before your birthday and 12 o'clock the day of your birthday?
Yeah.
And it's like, what? Why is that a fucking rule?
Yeah.
Why is that a fucking, like, it doesn't make sense. Like, it honestly doesn't make sense. I don't know. It's more of a, I think that's more of a parent's thing. Like, that's your parent's job to teach you things. Like, you know, and that's probably why we have such a binge drinking epidemic in the United States. Like, whenever the alcohol laws get brought up, that's one of the big things that gets brought up is like, well, majority of people between the ages of 18 and 24 binge drink when they drink. And it's like, yeah, because most of them were never allowed to drink before. And, you know, you look at other countries that have lower drinking ages.
Yeah. I remember I had some foreign exchange kids at my little ass school, which was kind of weird. But we always had a few.
It's always middle America, dude. My brothers and sisters in small town Nebraska, they had a couple too. It's always middle, like, small town nowhere, middle of America that has, like, a whole bunch of foreign exchange.
There was always rumors around the town that the guy that would be their, I guess, guardian, and it was just a single old dude, there's rumors that he was in it for other reasons.
Oh, nice.
But anyways.
Society's in a good state right now. Let me tell you.
There was this German kid. And he was, I don't know, their first semester, and he was telling us, because, like, I don't know, we were in high school, it was like, oh, let's get fucking drunk this weekend. And
everybody's like, yeah, we're down, but, but you can't just get it that easily. Do you know someone?
Yeah. And, no. The German kid wasn't about, like, partying or anything.
Oh.
He was, like, calm, and he's like, yeah, I drink, but, like, it's not really a thing that teenagers do where I'm from. He's like, we can drink when we're, like, 12.
Yeah.
He's like, we used to have, like, it's like kind of a tradition to have like a beer with some sort of feast or festival. Like, I don't know. It's not like a party scene as much into Germany. At least that's what this guy told me. But he's like, but here in America, like, you guys love your alcohol. Like, you guys, like, want to start partying. It's, like, a part of your culture is, like, you go out drinking during high school and partying. Like, then it goes into your college years. And you continue partying and drinking. And he's then, like, all of your college movies, like, that's what's in there. And I'm like, holy fuck. He's like, is that what really happens now? Or is it just, that's what we're all told what happens.
Yeah, right. And then you just keep doing it, and you're 27, and you do a podcast with your friend. And you binge drink the entire time.
Yeah. And then you're just like drinking. You're doing all normal adult things. It's just you're always drinking. Yeah.
Yeah, because it's not fun to do anything without alcohol.
Yeah.
Like I
like work.
Not, yeah, like any, like literally anything.
Yeah.
Without alcohol is boring. Like, I better have a beer or some kind of alcoholic beverage in my hand. I'll take a wine cooler. I don't give a shit. I'm not alcoholist. Yeah. I'll drink any alcohol you give me, especially if it's free.
Yeah. And I remember...
But if I'm invited to any kind of event and there's no alcohol, I'm pissed the entire time.
Yeah, my mom used to always... Like, when I was in Okinawa and, like, the only thing I'd post on my Instagram was just, like...
Us drinking.
My mom's like, do you ever do anything besides drink? And I'm like, I'm always doing something, Mom.
But I'm always drinking while doing it.
Yeah, if I'm playing beach volleyball with the boys in Okinawa, like, I usually am drinking.
Yeah.
Or if I'm going to go to, I don't know, some nice restaurant, going to do it with a beer. Like, I don't know.
I'm driving. I'm drinking. I'm, you know, testing some kind of system that I work on, I'm drinking, you know, like it's just, you just drink.
Yeah. Yeah.
And if you don't, you're a tool. I don't know what to tell you. Yeah. We have nothing in common.
We have nothing in common. I don't want to live in the same America
as you. We live in two different realities. Yeah. One where you like to say sober.
Yeah. I like the people that put whiskey in their coffee.
Yeah.
In the
like those are my kind of
people. That's my kind of people.
That's a man's man right there.
Like, yeah. But they always know how to control themselves. It's just
a, because you just stay consistently loose and, you know, you have a good time your entire day.
Yeah.
And I can definitely tell when I didn't get my whiskey and my coffee in the morning.
Yeah, the hangover finally kills in after it built up for like 3 years.
And I'm angry.
Yeah.
And I'm angry and I need a drink.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah.
That's when you start, like, you know, beating your dog.
Like that fucking cop. Oh, dude, did you see that video?
No, I didn't see this.
Yeah, there's a North Carolina fucking cop that was training his dog, you know, a canine dog, like a canine unit dog. So basically a police officer, how they see it, you know, because if you fucking touch one or something like that, it's assault of a police officer if you touch a canine dog. Yeah, so he jumped out of the car early as he's training him, and he gets really mad, and he corrects... Like, does a voice correction, and the dog lays down. Fuck. Oh, shit, I fucked up. And then he goes over, grabs the dog by the throat.
Oh, my God.
Swings him around by the throat, hits him a couple times, and then throws him into the car, like, to the side of the car, and then throws him in the car. Yeah. Wow. Yeah, that's fucking dope.
I don't know how I feel about that.
Cops don't deserve dogs.
Cops are beating on other cops. It's... Because that dog is a cop.
Well, I immediately went to Twitter and said, give me the fucking dog.
Yeah.
Because it's on rest now. Well, and then I was like, cops don't deserve police dogs. And all military or police working dogs should immediately be decommissioned and... They should only be used to help find missing persons if they're used for anything. Like, that should be it. Stop putting them in situations that get them fucked up. They're not there to be used like that. Like, I understand using one for personal self-defense, but the state should have no control over fucking dogs.
Yeah.
And the officer went on leave, and I think he's stepping back from the force because they won't fire him. You know, we've talked about this before. That's how you turn Americans on police force or ATF. Yeah. Tell them how many dogs they fucking kill a year.
Yeah. It works. Like it kind of like, it's weird. Cause you know, it's really weird. Cause like when I grew up in, you know, the country and then I live in the city now. So I kind of get like people's vibes.
Yeah.
But there's one thing that Americans have in common between country And the city is like, you don't fucking touch our dogs.
Yeah, don't fucking touch my dog.
Like, now, there's more cat people in the city.
Yeah.
But there's definitely, like, most people are, like, even if you don't, like, particularly like dogs or just don't want a dog.
Yeah.
You still are, like, that's fucked up.
You don't fucking touch dogs.
You don't fucking touch dogs.
Yeah.
It's, yeah. Oh, and, you know, speaking of dogs, Major Biden is fucking shit up in the White House, dude.
Hit another person and shit on the floor.
He's been listening to the podcast.
Yeah, he's definitely
good job, Freya.
He's definitely a mongoose. My dog has converted and taken over the German Shepherds of the White House.
Let's go.
And yeah, now he's shit on the White House floor.
That's a fucking good boy right there.
Yeah. Well, and you know, it kind of seems on par because with everything that's going on right now, I don't know if you guys saw, shit has been very important in libertarian culture with the new anal swabs.
Yeah, Biden's trying to push mandatory anal swabs, and it was pretty cool because we saw libertarians trending on Twitter.
Yeah, for once about anal swabs,
and they, you know, a lot of people were against the anal swab. That's what we were trending for.
Yep, against the anal swabs. Government mandated anal swabs.
Government mandated anal swabs. But yeah, it put Twitter into a storm.
Libertarian Party was actually trending on Twitter for something.
Yeah, they did. It was good. It was a good little moment for liberty.
Yeah.
I thought, I really liked it.
We had a lot of people come out against the anal swabs.
Yep.
Government, it seemed like the whole, as a whole, whether you agree with some of the tweets that were made or disagree, as a whole, we're all against government mandated anal swabs.
Yeah. Yeah. We're for sure against government mandated.
Yeah, the big one that blew up and that started this whole thing are the Libertarian Party of Kentucky. If you guys didn't see the tweet, it says, are the anal swabs going to be yellow shaped like a star and sewn on our clothes?
Yeah.
And it blew up everywhere.
Yeah. It's got bigger interaction on this than I've seen on like the National Libertarian Party.
Oh yeah, I don't think the National Libertarian Party has gotten anything close to the numbers on any tweet they've ever had. You got 9,300 comments. Seth Rogen fucking commented on this one.
Yep.
7,300 retweets and 15,000 likes. So they didn't get ratioed.
That's good, boys.
It's pretty good for them. I thought it was a pretty decent tweet. I understand what they were going for.
Yeah, they're going for it. I thought
regardless of if you agree with the whole, you know, equating anal swabs to what happened to Jews during the Holocaust, I understand that that's a point of contention, and the comparisons that it makes.
But the Nazis weren't anal swabbing
Jews. No, they weren't anal swabbing Jews.
No, they would never do that. The Nazis would not anal swab Jews. They had more standards than that.
You know, that's a pretty big invasion of privacy from a government board. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, you know, it's kind of interesting the uproar that you saw for and against this tweet. And we got another tweet here. It's from the Libertarian Party Nevada. You want to go ahead and go with this one?
Yeah, very, very bold stance here with the Libertarian Party of Nevada. Let's say it's, we do not support any implication of a mandatory anal swab testing. This doesn't mean private or publicly issued anal swab tests are anything like the Holocaust. We also don't support restriction on private business for choosing to require them. And then the next subtweet under it, you do not have the moral right to access someone else's property. If the owner of said property requires you to wear a mask or provide proof of an anal swab test, they are legally empowered and morally allowed to do so.
Very bold. Very bold.
So very bold. And I think this is where the Libertarian Party kind of needs to go.
Yeah. You know, like, you shouldn't be able to tell private businesses that they can't anal swab you upon entrance to their business. I mean, if you have a communicable disease, how else would they know without anal swabbing?
Yeah, and maybe, you know, I'm not a big fan of the anal swab testing.
Yeah, no.
I'm not. I would never, you know, if Walmart wants to anal swab test You know, a private, 100% private company like Walmart wants to anal swab test all their customers, every man, woman, and child, before they come in. Then
that's their prerogative. Yeah, they can do that. You know,
that's their prerogative.
That's the libertarian principled position.
This is what the free market can really look like in an anarchy society.
It's like what you were saying earlier. I don't remember how you said it quite a bit. We were talking and it was like, you know, if you don't like the anal swabs there, then either make your own or shop at a different store.
Yeah, just shop at a different store. And, you know, it might be kind of hard during this past year because all those, you know, lesser small businesses that couldn't handle the pandemic.
Yeah.
You know, we had great...
Really bad business models, to be honest.
Just terrible business models. And these companies like Walmart and Amazon. I mean, Amazon, man, they were really pushing hard on the, during this pandemic. Yeah.
Talk about what private businesses should strive to be.
Yeah. Dude, I mean, Amazon workers were not even taking bathroom breaks. That's how dedicated these people were. They were peeing in bottles.
Yeah. And they're still striving for the 15, like Amazon CEO still striving for a $15.
In the middle of a pandemic.
Yeah. Striving for the $15 an hour.
Yeah. I was reading this all in the Washington Post. It's great.
And it's just, you know, it's surprising that there were so many libertarians opposed to these anal swab testings, like, especially for, like, not even government mandated ones, because we're all in agreement on that, that the government shouldn't be involved.
Yeah, that's insane.
Yeah.
That's insane.
But private businesses, I mean, shit, like, we're free marketers, right? Like, that's what we believe in, is completely free markets, and if they require just anal swab, I mean, it's just an anal swab, it's quick. It goes in, it goes out. They fucking put it in the little test tubes and test it. And, you know, it's not disrupting your day. You're just doing something to better, to, you know, keep the safety of other people in mind. Or at least that's what the company is saying that they're doing it for, which fine. You know, there's been, I mean, China has had great success with their anal swab.
Yeah, and everyone's saying China's ahead of the curve. Yeah. So we got to catch up. And, you know, in... You know, everyone says, I think a lot of people are worried about, like, they think it's like an invasion of privacy. Yeah. And, but if you agree to do it, that's your prerogative. You don't have to do it, though.
Yeah, you don't have to.
And, but I was reading in the Washington Post that Amazon, in like 3 to 5 years, could probably have drones that come to your house and actually perform the anal swab test for you in your own home, in your own bedroom.
You can just wake up in the morning, 5:45, and, you know, just get the anal swab done. They just come in through the window.
Yeah, you leave the window open. They come in. You hear a, "Good morning, Mr. and Mrs. Muccatelli. Are you ready for your anal swab test?" And, all you have to do is, I sleep naked.
Yeah.
So you just roll over and you just. You roll over. You let the drone do its thing. I mean, have you seen, like, it could even play music like Alexa for you? like, if you know, if you're really into Bruce Springsteen in the morning, they can play some Born in the USA.
As you're getting your anal swab
test.
So, and then you're good for the rest of the day.
Yeah, and I mean, they even said they're making ones for kids. You know, kids might not be wanting to... Exactly, do it so they make it a little bit more comfortable for them.
Little girls, they can make them pink Q-tips.
Yeah, pink Q-tips. They even have like a little voice, kind of like the Care Bear, where it's like, it'll, when it's doing its test, it'll be, "I love you." And for those pesky teenagers, they'll have those little Nos X ones made with real human blood.
From other anal swabs. Oh, fucking hell.
So, I don't see what people are freaking out about.
Oh, shit. We almost got through it.
Yeah, I wanted to keep going, but, if you don't even know, we're talking about the vaccine passports.
It's no fucking different. These people are fucking stupid. LP Nevada can go fuck a duck.
Yeah.
I don't give a shit if you think private businesses should be able to do this. First, it's a violation of multiple rights, main one being the Fourth Amendment, if we're talking about the Bill of Rights. And it's an invasion of privacy.
Yeah, and I don't think it's necessarily private companies when it's like fucking Microsoft that are jumping in on this.
Yeah, and to act like these people aren't being, like, small businesses aren't being held at fucking gunpoint to do things like this voluntarily with, if they don't do it, they don't get federal funding. If they don't get this new wellness tag that's going around, did you see that?
Yeah, I saw that.
This new wellness tag that's going around, they're going to be, you know, scammed from federal funding, which, you know what, like, we're all about, like, hey, operate without it, but if you're not getting your business license renewed because you didn't convince everybody to wear a mask in your store or submit to fucking anal swabs as they walk in, then that's not really a free fucking market.
Yeah, and it's like, it's like, how in bed do you actually, I don't think people realize, or I don't know if they do or don't, but, like, I don't think a lot of libertarians can conflate that, like, Amazon is part of the fucking state.
Yeah.
Like, it's Walmart, just Walmart, all Target, these major corporations, like, all these places that benefit
Chick-fil-A,
from
McDonald's,
any sort of government policy because they can get it lobbied through. Like, they're basically part of the fucking state. And this is something that is really annoying, and I think, you know, even further back, I kind of fell on for it too.
So, so did I.
You know, all these companies are private, like, whatever.
Yeah, and I used to make the argument in a similar way.
Yeah.
But I could also, like, I think that was like the transition from minarchism to anarchism for me, where it was like, I thought this for 2 weeks and I was like, this is a dumb thought. I need to push this out of my head because they're not fucking private.
Yeah. Like, all the, like, it's just. And I don't understand how, even if, like, for the fuck's sake, man, even if you are don't care if fucking private companies, like, why'd you even have to put that in your post?
Yeah.
Because I don't think a lot of people, if you're trying to get a message out to people, they're going to understand, like, if they, you say, well, you know, the government won't force it, but it's okay if private businesses do. Well, like, conservatives and liberals don't care about... like, the difference.
Public or private. Yeah, they think they're the same thing.
Yeah, a lot of them don't really care the difference.
Mm-mm.
Like, you're not going to get a conservative that's like, well, Walmart, the local Walmart that you go to all the time for your groceries, if they enforce a vaccine passport, that's okay.
Yeah.
Like, you can't, even if you think that there's no legal action, like, nothing you can do to stop Walmart from enforcing a vaccine passport, you can still be vocally against it.
Yeah. And that's the basic point that I think everybody was saying. It's not, the argument wasn't government mandated or private mandated. Libertarian Party Nevada just pulled this out their fucking ass because they're trying to maintain some,
respect, reputation.
Yeah, like reputation with the left cathedral that is just so intertwined and enthralled with our own fucking thoughts and beliefs at this point that they had to put that in there, like, oh, but COVID passports are fucking anal swabs. It doesn't really matter at this point. They can be transitioned between each other. That's how stupid this is. That private businesses can do it because it's the moral rights to access someone else's property. You don't have a moral access or a moral right to access someone else's property if the owner of said property requires you to wear a mask, blah, 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 proof of immunization. That's fine. I understand what you're saying there, but it literally had no business being in this argument.
Yeah.
Like, none whatsoever. Because we're not just talking about a mask, wearing a mask. And the mask thing would not have happened in the majority of states if the government never interfered with it.
Yeah, and
a majority of companies, even those big ones, Walmart, Target, that's just more shit for them to do.
Yeah, and the Libertarian Party of Kentucky got way more traction on their tweet and went way farther. And yeah, it got attacked, but it was not necessarily ratioed. And the Libertarian Party of Nevada calls out Libertarian Party of Kentucky like they're doing something wrong. It's like, dude, Libertarian Party was trending on Twitter. Now, I'm not saying it's because of fucking Libertarian Party of Kentucky's tweet, but we were like, you know, not a group of people that weren't being noticed for once.
Yeah.
We were actually being noticed, and the whole libertarian, at least most, well, shit ton of libertarians and other people were coming out straight up against this vaccine passport. And what does the Libertarian Party of Nevada do? Wasted a tweet trying to, like, dunk on
LP Kentucky.
It's like, dude, look, like, what?
That's some situational fucking awareness.
This dude's blowing up and getting a lot of traction. I don't know if they probably took this as like, oh no, because they got a lot of hate for the tweet as well. So they got, oh no, blue check marks are pissed off. So
yeah, and I can understand. I think most people can understand where the hate from that tweet came from.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I don't really know if I agree or disagree. I listened to Dave Smith with the rabbi that Sarwak was talking to. I think it's like Rabbi Bluegrass or something like that.
Oh, you listened to that?
Oh, yeah.
I wanted to listen to it.
David White's show. I think it's David. David Fight's show.
Yeah, David Fight, yeah.
And it was a really good conversation. They don't necessarily agree, but there is an understanding that the majority of people should be against these COVID-19 regulations in general.
Yeah.
And maybe that tweet wasn't the best at portraying. I mean, fuck, they messed up the tweet in general because it wasn't the ones that had COVID passports that get the stars. It'd be the ones that don't would get the stars because they're what essentially is what it's saying is they're going to be a case system set up because of this, you know.
Yeah.
Vaccinated, unvaccinated, and then you have two different types of people that are able to do different things in life or not able to do different things in life because of this, you know, universal fucking COVID passport.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. And that was the point. Was it said in the best way? Probably not.
Yeah.
Probably not. I mean, we've talked about how the lefties have been using.
Yeah, but like, yeah, that's my thing is like, who fucking cares?
Yeah, first off, who fucking gives a shit?
Like, who fucking cares? Like, honestly, and it's
yeah, I'm not gonna sit. I shouldn't like just sat here and defended LPKY or whatever. Like, I don't honestly, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, and like,
it's like we're against the fucking COVID passport. Everything, and you should be too.
People are probably pissed because it's maybe a little bit hyperbolic.
Yeah,
but like, god damn it, we've been in such a hyperbolic like past 5 years. I mean, everything is hyperbolic. This virus has been blown up. This fucking Trump being a literal Nazi Hitler has been blown up. Every Republican, I mean, the media, that's what gets people's attention. Like, they blow things up.
I mean, obviously,
it's an insurrection. Like, an airplane ran into the fucking Capitol is what they were making it seem like on January 6th.
Yeah, this was worse than 9/11.
Yeah, exactly.
And there's people that fucking believe that shit.
Yeah.
And it's like, yo, get the fuck out of here. There's people in the Libertarian Party that believe that shit.
And the thing is, the Libertarian Party set the narrative on this one.
Yeah.
They took control of the narrative.
Yeah, and you know, there's a lot of people in the LP that are like, this is a really bad look. This is the messaging that we want to go for. And you know what? Maybe that particular thing was extremely hyperbolic and was insensitive. But abso-fucking-lutely, that's where we want to go with this.
Yeah.
Like, I don't give a fuck who I offend at this point. First off, I don't give a fuck about what anybody thinks of me. Because if you're going to try and say that that was anti-Semitic, you're a fucking dipshit.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I don't care. That's dumb. If you're going to say that that was insensitive, yeah, I could see how it could be. But guess what else is insensitive? Fucking anal swabs. Fucking masks everywhere you go. You know, the whole trash moral fucking high ground that the left has been touting for the last year and a half.
Yeah.
Or fuck, for the last 10 years, if you really want to be serious. Like, there's no, like, we took the initiative, or not the initiative, we took the narrative, and we fucking ran with it. And we were the ones that everybody was talking about, and it's not about getting talked about. It's more of like, hey, there's people that think this is literally Nazism. And it's like, fine, can we say that this was Nazism? I don't really agree with that. But is it a step towards a totalitarian fucking government?
Yeah.
An authoritarian regime? Abso-fucking-lutely it is.
Yeah.
Like, I don't, and the LP Nevada is just so, like lost in the sauce about this shit. Like, to be like, yeah, we disagree with COVID passports being mandated by the government, and then turn around, literally next tweet in the same fucking subsection of it, and be like, but private businesses are okay. So it's like, what do you stand against the government doing it compared to a private business?
Yeah.
Like, what's the, Like, if you have
a... If Raytheon started just arming themselves and bombing the Middle East themselves...
It's okay.
It's okay.
No, because it's not a private business. Because it's a violation of human rights. So, requiring vaccination records...
Yeah, and it goes in deep,
too. Violation. Yeah, and it goes to location, your geolocation, where you've been, contact tracing. That's a major violation of the Fourth Amendment. It doesn't matter if it's a private business. I guess you can make the argument, yeah, they can require it, but you don't have to go to that store. And that's why it sounds so fucking stupid right now, because it's like, yeah, when every fucking store does it,
yeah,
aren't you just, like, what's the government... equivalent of a corporate, like, overlords. What is that? What is that called?
Fascism?
Yeah, I guess, basically. But, it's like corporationism or something like that.
Yeah, I don't know.
Or, like, the thing that everybody argues that would happen if anarchy happened is, like, McDonald's has their own fucking
military. And they start slaughtering people Burger King.
Do you agree that that's wrong? Like, do you fucking agree that that's wrong? Fucking LP Nevada? Do you? Is that wrong? Or can they do it? No, it's fucking wrong.
Yeah.
Just get the fuck out of here, bro. Yeah. Like, you're a fucking idiot. And whoever runs that account, I hope you fucking hear this, because you're a dumb fuck.
Yeah, and I think, it seems like, I don't know, the LP Nevada has been, I mean, not LP, the LP in general has been putting out this, like, you know, diversity.
This milquetoast bullshit ass.
Diversity, like, trying to placate the left messaging. And I think it's definitely been working, though, because we've seen a large influx of Navy and Air Force joining the LP. And, you know, I mean, and so maybe there's just some people in the national or the LP Nevada that are a big fan of the anal swab testing.
Yeah, and, dude, I'm just going to go to Reno and be like, I own this building. If you guys want to come into the LP National Convention, you have to suck my dick first. It's a private business. I own the fucking building. Suck my dick. Suck my dick.
Yeah.
Please suck my dick and you can enter.
Yeah. It's fucking wild.
Is that fucking okay? Like, go fuck yourself.
You have to, before you enter the building, you have to give up all your personal... medical records and geolocation tracking. Thank you, Walmart.
Give me all the jewelry on your body. I'll also take your silver and gold caps in your mouth. Please. Strip down. I want your clothes as well. It's a private business. I'm allowed to do this. Oh, you want to go to a different private business? They require it too because they're getting federal fucking money to do it.
Yeah. And they'll get bad health, or like they'll get like a
bad health code, or they'll just not renew their business license. How do you think this works? This is the same argument with guns. Like, how can you hold up your fucking? This is just like a white flag. Like, hey, we surrender. We're on your side. Yeah. Just make it so it's not government mandated, and people will do it.
Yeah, it's.
I'm
a
pussy.
They're afraid of confrontation, of towing the line on the edge and pushing, like. The Overton window is going one direction. It's going toward the progressive constantly. And
it's been accelerating.
It's accelerating quickly. And if you're not going to do anything to at least slow that down and let the allowable opinion be like, maybe we shouldn't do these passports at all.
You're an enemy of the people.
You're the enemy of the people. I don't understand.
LP Nevada and everybody that agreed with the private businesses aspect of it, you don't have to agree with LP Kentucky's tweet. I get it. Whatever. I don't really give a shit. But if you're LP Nevada and you agree with the second part of that tweet, you're an enemy. You're the same to me as a journalist.
Yeah.
You're an enemy of the people. You don't deserve you don't deserve a voice in this movement.
Yeah. You suck.
You literally have, you're as much close to me as a comrade or whatever you want to fucking say as a journalist for the mainstream media on CNN or NBC or Fox News. You're no different.
Yeah.
You're a piece of fucking shit and you should just go crawl in a hole with the rest of them. Learn to fucking code something.
Yeah.
Because you're a pointless waste. Or you're a pointless waste of fucking air.
Yeah. Especially for the liberty. You're not even like there's a saying that if, like, you're not going to help, just get the fuck out of the way.
Yeah.
Because at least you're, but you're in the way.
Yeah.
You're literally in the way.
Yeah.
Like, we're trying to change the country. Well, that's what the internet tells me they're trying to do. The Mises Caucus. You can't even have a stance. Like, just stand, like, you have to toe the line of acceptability, and you can't have your own original stance and be like, no, we're not fucking doing it.
Yeah.
Like, no. And, you know, I don't know what's going to happen with it. I don't know if it's going to pass. Maybe it was a huge outrage, and, I mean, I think that it is pretty cool to watch, like, a bunch of libertarians get pissed off, and then it took them a day, but the National LP came out, and it was a milquetoast stance against it, yeah. But they didn't like say it like LP Nevada. They're like, we are against, you know, the vaccine, and I mean, I don't know. It feels good that it looks like the internet can straight up bully a political party into doing what's right.
Well, and the thing is, we're still so fucking small. Like, these people literally, fucking Michael Heiss and Dave Smith, they say it all the time. All we have to do to win anything in the LP is show the fuck up, which is honestly sad for one thing. But I mean, it's good for what we want to accomplish. But at the same time, it's just up.
Yeah, it's gotta be up.
Oh. But you know, it's for like what we want to accomplish. It's like, at least we have a very good chance of doing something, because all we have to do is show up, and half these people live in their parents' fucking basement still. And they're national chairman.
Or they work for the CIA.
Yeah, you know, it's like, I just don't have any, I don't see it.
Right there.
Oh, their resolution. We oppose vaccine passports and any government mandated documentation. But that's the thing. They're only talking about government mandated. They don't.
Yeah, but that's better messaging than.
It's better messaging than LP Nevada, as long as they didn't post something underneath that said, but we want private businesses to do fucking whatever they
want. Anal swab testing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Get the fuck out of here, you stupid motherfucker. I don't know. The whole thing's insane, and I hope you guys realize we were fucking joking at the beginning, but.
Yeah. I wasn't. I want the Lil Nas X human blood Amazon drones. That'll really get the teenagers ready for their anal swap.
Yeah. I think the whole situation is absolutely ridiculous. Biden mentioning it is just fucking stupid. And I just don't see. Like, I've seen a lot of libertarian people come out against this, but I have not seen left or right people come out against
this. I've seen a few righties.
Yeah, but not as many as I would have expected.
Yeah, not as hard-pressed.
I think they're getting to the point where they're like, where the right always gets while they're winning, so we'll just try to win again a little bit later.
Yeah.
Like, I really kind of believe that's what's happening right now.
Yeah, well, or they're, I don't really know. I mean, I've seen a lot of conservatives at least come out against it, but it didn't seem as hard pressed as like
the law
transgender, or whatever.
Or Lil Nas X's fucking shoes.
That thing was such a big deal. Like, god damn, dude, it's like they did it on purpose. Like, what'll distract the conservatives? We'll have some gay black guy that has a lot of kids that follow him dance on Satan. And I get why you're like, fucking people are like, that's a little your out there.
Fucking kids watch it.
Yeah.
Like, Jesus fuck. Like, have some personal responsibility
in
your fucking life. Like, I get it. It's not a good look. It's not a good look. He's got a lot of kids that follow him. But guess what? He's one of the first people to say it. Like, I'm not a role model.
Yeah.
I'm not a Like, they're like, they love your song Country Road, and it's like, like, that's what parents have been saying. It's like, have you listened to the fucking song?
Yeah, but it's like they took everything that conservatives were hyperbolically afraid of from the gay community, and they're like, let's fucking do it.
Yeah, for real. And they just put it in one fucking video. Black gay dude, Latin dance, Satan, in hell.
It's like
with the mask on.
It's almost like the left is, it's like, in a weird way, it's like, we got our gay rights, so now fuck you.
Like, we're gonna shove them down your children's throats. We're gonna shove our gay rights cocks down your children's throats.
Yeah, dude. It's so
with
funny.
Tranny story time.
And, yeah, tranny story time and
tranny
literally
story time.
Dude, have you seen have you seen the shoes?
Yeah, they're not even like that crazy.
They're pretty. Okay. Where I'm from, that's pretty fucking crazy.
Yeah, I'm from the fucking city.
Yeah, like that's pretty wild. Like, people,
I mean, look at like
even people that aren't religious are like looking at that like, and it's made with real human blood. Like they're like what is it too far? I'm not saying like I don't really give a shit, but like I can understand.
It's a free market, bro.
I can understand why some maybe can Christians
I think it's literally
in
like,
the country.
It's like one pair of shoes, and it was probably the little Nas X's blood, because it's not made by Nike.
It was only
Nike,
one pair? Yeah. Like, I had no idea. No, it was like a was limit a of 100
Nike's,
or something.
Nike's suing him right now because it has a Nike logo on the fucking...
Oh! Yeah. I thought it was like... Oh, see, I was... See, Nike hasn't done well with conservatives. So I thought Nike straight up endorsed this. I was like,
no,
dude,
man.
Nike's going in hard. Like, no, they're
Nike's,
like, fuck you.
Yeah. Nike's been like, we're on some woke bullshit.
Yeah.
Dude, that's what but it's exactly what you said. You know, they literally took Nike, which was like conservatives' glory child because it's sports and football and baseball, you know?
Yeah.
They put a black guy, but it pissed him off. Nike pissed him off with the cap shit.
Mm-hmm.
So then they put Nike, a black bisexual male, predominantly younger conservative fucking, well, not all of them are conservative, but conservative.
Well, they had Country Roads or,
yeah.
Or what was that?
Yeah, Country Road.
Old Town Road.
Old Town
God
Road.
Goddamn,
yeah. Country Road's fucking, yeah, not that.
Yeah.
The country song that they were like, oh, he's on our
side.
Yeah,
they literally had Hannah Montana's dad in the video.
Billy Ray fucking Cyrus.
So, like, you kind of, I kind of
like
understand the outrage.
He appealed to the conservative crowd so hard.
Yeah, for sure.
And then he was like, I'm going to step on your throat and shove my gay dick down your daughter's throat.
Giving a lap dance on Satan.
While giving a lap dance on Satan.
So it was just, I don't know, it was a funny thing that happened. But
it's that whole thing
but
that
yeah,
the left
totally,
controls everything.
Yeah, they distracted the conservatives with that one, because that's what we're worried about. And then Biden slips in like, oh yeah, well you guys are looking at little Nas X vaccine passports. And it's like, whoa, oh, libertarians. We're like freaking out.
Yeah.
It was crazy. It was crazy. And, you know, I did see, you know, Blaze had a couple of articles I saw, you know, I saw some generic.
The
alt-right.
Yeah. The normal, not instigators, the normal people that come out against whatever the left does, regardless of if it's good or bad.
Yeah. Yeah. And maybe it's my Twitter just because, more libertarians were pretty active that day.
Yeah.
So I saw a lot more libertarian tweets, and I follow a lot more libertarians, but yeah, definitely seemed like, I mean, libertarians were trending, so I don't know, like, it had to come from our circle on Twitter.
And the overwhelming majority of libertarians, minus the dumb fucks at LP Nevada, and some people that agreed with them, were like, no, COVID passports are fucking stupid. Or not just fucking stupid, they're a violation of human rights. And regardless of if it was private or, you know, government enforced. Like, that was the overall majority. And if you don't have that opinion, you're fucking stupid. Like,
I don't know.
I don't have anything. I don't have any other words for you. I don't care how much of a good you think this is. I had one of our buddies one of my junior Marines on, from the Marine Corps. He was fucking all up in arms about people being like, fuck you, I'm not getting the COVID, or me specifically saying, I'm not getting this fucking COVID passport, I'm done wearing your fucking masks.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what are you gonna do about it? And he's like, why? Well, you're taking away my right to
Jesus
safety.
Jesus Christ, yeah.
And it's like, you do not have a fucking right to safety. That's not a right.
Yeah.
Safety is not a right.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like rights are things that are not safety.
Yeah, well, people misconstrue, like, I mean, human rights is, like, the phrase human rights gets so misconstrued. I mean, anything's a human right now. I have a right to Lil Nas X edition shoes that have human blood.
Yeah.
But the people, like, and they want government to fund that, and, like, healthcare is considered a human right nowadays. Yeah,
and, well, and it's like, you know, I think Dave Smith and, like, some of the bigger Mises-type people, what they say is, like, you know, human rights aren't even something that's natural in wilderness. Human rights are all based off of ownership, property ownership, private property ownership. So if you own yourself and you own your money, what you use your trade your labor for, that's what human rights come off of. And if people can't fuck you up just because they want to fuck you up, then they can't fuck up your property just because they want to fuck up your property. Like, it goes on like that. Like, that's the only consistent logical progression of what human rights are in my head.
Yeah, and something like vaccine passports is pretty easy for, like, I think a lot of people, I think most people in the country are like, no. Like, it's very, like, it's one of those things that, like, I'm pretty sure most of the conservatives are against it. Like, they think, I mean, they legit believe, like, I talked to a lot of them, they legit believe that the election was stolen, that the, like, things are, like, spiraling out of control with our, like, military. They're like, what are they doing to our behold precious military? I mean, there is nothing better than red-pilling conservatives and pushing this woke shit into the military.
I know.
It's actually, I think it's kind of a good thing. Yeah. Because, like,
let's do more.
Let's do more.
Let's get those shoes on every military member speed immediately.
Yeah.
So they can use Lil Nas X's blood shoes in fucking Iraq, dude.
Yeah. And I don't know. I feel like I honestly think that there's a majority, a bunch of liberals that are like a little skeptical. At least a little skeptical.
I hope so. I fucking hope so. I'm like, I don't know. I've been thinking about it more and more. And, like, I'm getting real nervous for the road we're going down because the Overton window just keeps getting shifted left.
But I think, I don't know.
I think at a certain point it has to break.
I think with this COVID thing, it just went too far.
I don't know. There's so many people that justify it.
I know. I think they went on.
Large majority.
I think they went on too far because I think a lot of people in the service industry, I think a lot of those people, maybe they're not like, you know, like us, but they're definitely like, ah, this feels like a little bullshit. Well, feels like we're going on a little too long.
Yeah. Well, I think they are on certain points. They think everything should be opened back up.
Yeah. Okay with, like, the mask.
They want the masks.
Yeah.
Religiously tout the masks.
Yeah, that's true.
And they religiously tout, like, the 6 feet. Like, they're big on that. Service industry or not. The left is, like, big on those two things. And those two things, like, while they don't seem important, I think the 6 feet, I don't really give a shit because a lot of people, you just can't do it. You can't do it. You're walking by somebody on the street, there's not 6 feet to fucking get.
Yeah. Especially when you're a bar, dude.
Yeah.
Try and go, like, no one wants to sit down at their table. Like, if I'm thirsty, I'm just going to go up to the fucking bar.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And you're getting rid of people from, you know, dancing and especially nightlife type stuff.
It's like the young, like our age, progressive liberals. Like, I think most of our generation is like liberal as fuck.
Yeah.
At least I think so.
Yeah, and I agree.
And like all the things that they like, this is their culture. Like the party scene, like that. That's a huge culture in like cities.
Casual sex.
This is all like, dude. I don't know.
Sharing keys to do cocaine.
Yeah, like this is in the bar bathroom and
on the table.
it just is. I don't know.
Why can't we get back to those days? Yeah. Why can't we just get back to the days where you pour a mountain of coke on the table in the middle of the bar? Like, the 80s seemed like the fucking days.
That's,
you know? And you just take a little bit whenever you want.
Yeah, and, like, I don't know. These are the same people that freak out about COVID vaccine, but buy Molly from some weirdo and take it.
Yeah.
And it's like, dude, do you really care about your health? Or are you just fucking falling for the propaganda?
Well, I mean, I don't even think that they're, like, I don't even know if it's falling for the propaganda. I think it's the, I have nothing going on in my life. I'm kind of a piece of shit person because I don't have any original views.
It's true.
So I'm going to tell all these white Republican men and women that they're wrong and I have a moral high ground because of science.
Yeah, they can. Yeah, it's true that it like somehow raised them up. They view it as that raised them up in society as they're like now they can use something to hold people accountable.
And like honestly, I'm so glad I'm not fucking like trying to date. Like, I have a girlfriend that doesn't believe these things.
It's fun, dude. Let me tell you.
Because I would literally just... Like, I just want to smack the fuck out of all of them.
Yeah, dude. They're not... Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I see all the fucking videos... Or, not videos, but it's, like, screenshots of, like, dudes' Tinder profiles or women's Tinder profiles. And if it's, like, if you voted for Trump, swipe left.
It's a lot of, you voted for Trump, swipe left. People with I voted stickers. Hashtag BLM, hashtag whatever. And honestly, I've seen more white women with that in their bio than black women on Tinder.
Yeah, that makes sense. Dude, that's the other thing about the whole fucking cathedral right now is it's ran by white women that are touting themselves as like the champions of minorities.
Yeah, it's a lot of white women.
And it's like... You guys are fucking stupid.
Yeah. I mean, it's like Bill Barr's joke, and it's like, when all the minorities were being suppressed by white men, it's like, you guys were standing there proud by our sides. It's like why do you get a pass in this situation?
Yeah. Y'all didn't do shit.
You stood there and just benefited, too. Yeah.
Well, and it's like, what was the act that, like, got more women and... people of minorities into companies and schools.
No, I don't.
What's that called?
Oh, affirmative action.
Affirmative action. Yeah. The biggest population that profited off of it, white women.
Oh, that's good.
It's like, bro, y'all been able to work these good jobs for a while.
Yeah.
You just made your husband, your dumbass husband, Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton, get into the position first and then ran it from behind the scenes because you were smarter than them.
Yeah.
Like... Y'all just now have the title, too. That's all you wanted was the title.
Yeah, you wanted the recognition.
Yeah, so you made affirmative action using your governor and senator husbands so that you could
get... Affirmative action is a white liberal woman plot.
Yeah, it is. So that they could get titles next to their names.
Yeah.
They just wanted some title.
Yeah, I mean, it's like when...
It's like getting a cert.
I think it was the Washington Post, but it was like our new all women staff or whatever, and it was all white women.
I know, dude. That
it was all white women.
I know.
It's like these people
that, real diverse.
Yeah, they really care about diversity. Like it's all the same gender and race. Like you fucking clowns.
They all basically look the same. They look like fucking Sarah from the bar you see at every university.
Yeah, with their fucking Starbucks.
Yeah. Ugg boots and fucking leggings on in the winter, and then they have, like, I don't know.
I think that's the problem with America, dude. White women.
Dude, white women are a problem.
God damn, you can say that, dude. I'm not dating a white woman. By choice. By choice.
It's because you were about to have to move back to Illinois.
Well, yeah, I did. Yeah.
No.
She wanted me to move to Chicago.
No, and I was gay. Like,
that's gay. Not going there. Statistically speaking, I have a more chance of dying in Chicago than I did when I was in the military.
Yeah, that's not actually fucking
There's wrong. Like a couple years in a row that more people died in Chicago than American soldiers died in the streets of Afghanistan. It's like, oh, wow.
Well, not going there.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's not like it was. I just... Didn't want to. I got out of Illinois for a reason. I couldn't imagine living in like a city in Illinois.
Yeah. Yeah. You were in a small town and you didn't like it.
Yeah. I was in a small town and got a little taste of a little bit more freedom out here in Arizona. And it's a lot cooler.
And it's slipping away.
And fucking cheaper too.
It's slipping away though.
It is.
And it's getting more expensive.
Motherfuckers. Yeah, dude. I don't know. I have to look, but I feel like there's a huge influx of like people from Illinois, people from California here, and Canada.
Yeah, there's a bunch of Canadians here.
Yeah, I mean, if I was Canadian, I would get the fuck out of Canada too.
Yeah, for real.
Canada's fuck bad, that. Dude.
Yeah, like we talk about authoritarian regimes.
Yeah.
And then we talk about Canada. And hey, but one thing good coming out of Canada right now, the LP, National Party of Canada.
Oh my God, dude, that pissed me off more than anything when I watched the Canadian Libertarian Party come out and have a much better stance on all of this vaccine passport shit. It should make Americans pissed that Canada is whooping our ass in liberty right now. Or at least their messaging. Probably not really in liberty.
Yeah, fucking nerds.
Yeah, you fucking losers. Damn but, Canadians. But their messaging is way better, and it should fucking piss off every libertarian that, fuck. Here, I'll find it really quick. I shared it.
They were way better. They were way better. And everybody was like, damn, I wish our national party looked like this. And then, you know, the Canadians were like, well, don't be too hard on them. Like, typical Canadians.
Yeah, they were like, the Canadians were so nice about it.
Don't be too hard on them. They're trying.
Let's see.
Did you find their page? What's their thing? LP?
It's at Libertarians CDN.
CDN. Gotcha. Yeah, so if you haven't yet, go check out our Northern Brethren at Libertarian CDN, because they're kind of, you know, down with it. This whole fucking anal swab,
dude, this is COVID
passport, what?
So, the Libertarian Canada Libertarian thing was, my body, my choice, vaccination passports will completely polarize Canada by creating a health-based cachet system. This is how tyrannical regimes will quietly flourish. And the funny thing is like, then they tweeted, I keep getting told we're base, but still have no idea what we're based on. And then the last one I thought was pretty good. Getting a lot of comments about being more based or whatever than our American counterparts. When we put libertarian in our name of our party, we mean it. Half measures don't cut it. Empty words don't cut it. A strong identity is a light light shining in darkness in a world of dim NPCs.
Yeah, I think the...
Based!
I think the guys that run it are big on the dim age by...
Vin Armani. Okay.
I think... I don't know who runs it, but they've said dim a lot. Like, when I've looked at their tweets, and I think they're big fans of the dim age
construct.
I mean, it's a good construct. Like, it's a good theory. I think it's very smart, and it's like, it's not dark, but it's dim. It's very fucking dim.
Yeah, yeah. Vin Armani is one of those guys that, like, when he, like, hits a nail in the head, he hits a nail in the head. And there's not everything I agree with him on. Yeah. But he definitely is very thought-provoking.
That's a guy we need to get on this show. That'd just be to dope. Talk to him. I'd love to talk dope. To that guy. And I want to talk about fucking Saipan. That place looks beautiful. But there's only like 50 people there, so I don't know if I could ever live there. I want to, but at the same time, 50 people, that's a lot of people that I'd have to know. Or that's a lot of people that know me and know where I live. And like,
it's not that bad, dude.
I don't know. 50. It's like living in a small town. I don't want to live in that small of a town. There's no way. I'd be so annoyed. I'd be like, Becky, go the fuck back to your house. Get off my lawn. I need some space.
But, I don't know how the Libertarian Party in Canada somehow... It's not even like their messaging was like... It was just like, dude, like 2 degrees better.
Yeah.
And they were using like internet language, like NPCs and shit. And it's cool. It was fucking like, oh... Like, it's, like, not, you know, it wasn't hard enough for me, but it's definitely a lot
but
better.
I don't need this milk toast.
Like, that's we the have other a thing. Resolution.
I don't need the Libertarian National Party to be like, fuck you and your mom and your dad's a fucking hoe. Like, I don't need the Libertarian National Party to do that. I think that...
That's our job.
Yeah, that's what we're here for. Like, that's, like, they shouldn't be doing that. What they should do is post things like that. You know, very new age, new era, like... messaging.
Yeah.
Use the words that people use now. Yeah. Because everybody from their 40s down uses that kind of language. People know what NPCs are, and those are the people that we really need to hit on. You don't have to toe the line, but like they didn't, I don't think they towed the line. They said, no, the COVID passports are an effect of an authoritarian regime. And it's dangerous. Like that's what the LP National Party should be posting. Things like that. I just don't see them posting, you know, what we fucking post, because that's kind of insane. I don't think, probably not the smartest thing for LP Kentucky to post what they posted.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that it was a bad tweet or that I disagree with what they were going with, that it is a step towards totalitarianism, which was the whole point of the tweet. I'm not saying that. I'm saying the LP, like, when you have the national logo or the state logo, maybe you shouldn't say things like that and you leave that to your personal account. Like, I'm okay with you posting that on your personal account, no matter what you are. If you're the chair, if you're whatever, I'm okay with that. I know a lot of people in the LP probably won't be okay with that. But, like, the LP has to toe some sort of line to be more professional.
Yeah.
Like, when I'm at my job, I'm not up there cussing up a fucking storm.
Yeah.
When I'm here on the podcast, I talk how I normally do every day. But when I'm going to meet a customer or people that I want to take me seriously, I'm not going to be like, fuck this and fuck you, this is a cool job and I can talk however I want. They need to toe that line.
Yeah, but there's ways.
But there's ways to be extremely based.
Yes.
And professional at the same time.
And I think a lot of these people, that they think like just having the account itself is enough. Like they, like the national LP Twitter, like barely fucking tweets.
I know.
Like
barely tweets. They should be tweeting every fucking day.
Yeah, for sure. Like if not
more. They should be posting something on LP Instagram, LP National Twitter, LP National Facebook. They should be on everything constantly throughout the day.
Yeah. And if they're really about, and you can, like, they're all, it's like some of them say it's all about getting voters. Well, goddamn it, most of your voters are fucking scrolling through Twitter and Instagram every goddamn day because they've been locked in their house for a year.
Yeah.
So fucking connect to them. Reach to them, you fucks.
Yeah.
Like something. Like even if it's like milquetoast bullshit libertarian messaging.
Just that fucking barely works,
just post. Like, fuck, man.
Fucking scattergun that shit. That's what I do. When I find a meme thing that I like, I just scattergun it. I don't even care if any of them get any traction. I'm just hoping one does.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I don't, like, that's the thing. Like, in the, and just libertarians in general have, like, the people that agreed with the private business thing just piss me off. Like, they just piss me off.
Yeah.
Like, you're not a voice of liberty. You're a voice of being a bitch.
Corporal shill. You're fucking, you're placating to the corporate base where, like, you, I don't know. This is where, well, at least the left understands that the corporations are evil. Like, that, they think they're use bad. Them. Yeah.
To their advantage.
Yeah. Like, and
they're letting you, they're using what we talk about, the free market, to fuck you over. To just bend you over and anal swab the fuck out of you.
Yeah.
And you're letting them because you do not have the strength in your head to make the difference between a corporation or the corporations as we know them today, because there's a lot of dumbass fucking libertarians that are like, corporations are just people that form together to make a company. What we're talking about in corporations are government-funded entities, like, to just walk all over you and push the government cathedral agenda.
Yeah, and then, like, and if you're not gonna make a stance against them, they're just gonna, like, what? If
then it doesn't matter. The government doesn't need to have any power. That's the whole point.
Yeah. And
that's the whole point of the corporation side.
Yeah, if like the corporations are literally taking over with our massive government.
Yeah.
So our government's not stopping them in any way. They're helping them.
Yeah. And all the government will have to do is like, we're putting out guidelines on what we think you should follow, but you don't have to follow them. And then they're just, hey, follow these if you want government funding next year and get tax breaks for your company.
Yeah.
That's all they have to do. That's literally all they have to do. And if you don't realize that, I'm sorry, you're fucking stupid and you're not a voice for liberty. That's it.
Yeah.
I think more people need to realize that shit. Sometimes you're just fucking stupid. I get it. I'm fucking stupid all the time.
Yeah, I mean, I just tweeted out that a lot of libertarians don't get it and it fucking shows. And it was more of an angry tweet, but I got a lot of traction for it. And
do you ever think that we just want to be angry?
Me?
Yeah.
No.
No? Sometimes I think I just want to be angry.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. I think it's like, it's my natural state.
Yeah.
It's
what I'm used sometimes, to. Well, it's like, you know, sometimes I feel like I don't feel a whole lot of things in general.
But anger is one of them.
And so I want to feel it because it's a feeling. It's emotional.
That sounds like a very bad problem. That, I mean, to me, I get it and I understand and, I'm okay with that. But when you say things like I remember I was talking to someone, and they're like, did Marines talk about their feelings a lot in the Marine Corps?
What feelings?
I was like, no. A lot of times they would suppress it with alcohol so much that sometimes you would overdo it.
Man, we just went full circle, and then you, from the beginning of the podcast to right here.
And then you break down because you can't... You can't emotionally hold yourself, have control anymore because you're so drunk. And then you don't even remember what happened. But everyone's like, dude, you were in the corner for like 4 hours crying. And you're like, oh.
Sounded like I needed it.
Sounds like I needed it.
Do you remember what it was about? Nope.
Yeah.
So it's probably going to come back.
And you're like, this is how Marines handled emotional trauma.
We don't.
Yeah. It only comes out in drinking or physical violence.
Yeah. Yeah, or anger against the cathedral.
Anger against the cathedral is now how I express my hate nowadays.
Yeah, my hate and discontent. And it's healthy.
And that's
it's healthy, ladies and gentlemen.
And I know, like, Twitter polls are not, like, official or anything, but at least for my, I guess, people that follow me, I put out a poll, and I said, if you had to choose, for whatever reason, if you were going to be 100% principled libertarian or 100% against the cathedral, which would you choose? And 75% said they would choose 100% against the cathedral.
How many people was that, do you know?
I think
it was... How many people voted?
I think it was about 95.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Yeah. It's like...
But, I mean, I know it's like anecdotal.
Like your followers.
Yeah, I know it's anecdotal, but it's like 5% of my followers, actually.
20% of your followers.
That's all my followers. But I know it's anecdotal, but I actually, like, I agree with what most of my people that follow me chose, because, like, there's no point in being, you can't even be 100% principled libertarian if...
Because there's no way for a free market to flourish.
Yeah, like, it's just, like, everything's stacked against you, and I'm not saying that, like, you have to sacrifice, like, all of your libertarian values, but it's, like, there's timing for things.
Yeah, we have to work. We're on the big uphill right now.
Yeah, there's timing when you should... Sure, maybe you think it's okay that Walmart and Amazon anal swab your wife and child. Maybe you do think that's okay.
Dumb fuck.
But shut up. Like, shut up. Like, that is like...
It's not helping.
The atmosphere all around you is like, no one wants any of this.
You're in the fucking way.
You're in the fucking way. Just shut the fuck up. Like, I don't think...
Like, you can hold that belief. Just don't fucking say it.
Just don't say it,
Just bro. Wait until we're to a point where that's actually, like, feasible for other people to, like, create their own anal swabs.
Yeah. And it's not even, like, one of those things that's, like...
It's gonna be Ron Swanson, and it's gonna be a post-it note, and, like, this is my anal swab.
And it's not even, like, any libertarian was proposing, like, oh, and if any private company tries to enforce it, we should get the government involved. They never even saw that. They were just like, no, we're against it.
Yeah.
And
you should be. You should just be against it.
So it's like, fuck, dude, shut up. And it's not like the government, like, this atmosphere today. You really think the government right now is going to pass a law, like, banning vaccine passports for private companies?
No, they're more likely to pass one requiring.
Yeah, exactly. So it's like...
So just get the fuck out of the way.
Shut up. Like, who? If that's your real opinion, fine. But shut the fuck up, dude. Just shut up. Like, I know you're trying to help. I know you're doing your best to be a libertarian.
But you suck
at it. But shut the fuck up.
Yeah, dude. It's like that one girl that got killed in Philadelphia by that guy across the street for shoveling snow into his lawn.
Yeah.
At least she knows why she fucking died. She should have shut the fuck up.
That was brutal.
Should have shut the fuck up. Maybe that'll happen to you. You piss off the wrong... Libertarian, well, actually, it's going to be some fucking lefty. You're like, well, private businesses, and they're just going to put you up against the wall. Because they don't care about your private business bullshit.
Yeah.
And it's still going to fuck you in the end. So stop arguing for them. You can hold that position. Just shut the fuck up about it.
Yeah. And it's just timing. It's timing.
Yeah. Like, argue about it later. It's like, let's get to minarchism before we can argue this shit.
Let's see someone propose a bill that's like, hey, I want to ban vaccine passports for private companies. Then you can bring up, well, libertarians shouldn't get involved
actually
in private matters because we don't want to mess with private companies.
But
it's not. It's not what it is.
And before all that, even if that is introduced, let's destroy the fucking Fed. Let's end the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan.
Shrink in the state where they don't even have the power to enforce any sort of mandate.
Let's end the war on drugs. Let's get people out of prison that have no, that have, that are arrested and in prison for things that are legal to do now. Let's focus on that shit.
Yeah.
You know? Like, come on. Don't stand for these corporate bullshit ass companies. Like, let's fucking get away from that. Let's get to fuck your passports, fuck your lockdown, fuck your masks. You should be able to choose if you want to wear one or not. And get on with our fucking lives.
Yep.
And end the fucking Fed.
Let's get back to 2019 era. Yeah. Where it's not, like, insane.
Yeah.
Literally insane.
Yeah. And, like, we thought it was pretty insane then, but...
Yeah.
2020 showed us what insane is. 2021 is continuing the trend.
Yeah.
So just shut the fuck up.
Yeah, get out of the way.
Yeah. I think that's a good place to end it.
That's all I got.
Yep. Shut the fuck up. That's the shit show.
You suck, Libertarian Party of Nevada.
Yeah. If you want to debate us, we will debate you. Nobody took us up on our offer.
Yeah. We don't get... Man. Nah, you shouldn't. Shouldn't come on this podcast. Even if you're on our side.
It's like, dude, just shut the fuck up as we're arguing on the fucking...
Yeah, that's our argument. The Libertarian Party of Nevada should shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Just shut we're the affirmative, they're the negative.
Yeah. And I'll just tell them, you know what you should do? Shut the fuck up.
Shut the fuck up.
All right, that's it. That's the shit show. We're fucking out.